The $16 billion bill provides more money to hire and train more doctors and allow some patients to get care at private clinics. It's designed to reduce long wait times across the country. A review from the Madison VA had the longest wait time in the state at 51 days to see a primary care doctor. But Representative Mark Pocan calls that misleading.
The only statistic in the initial report that came out that had an extended wait time was for someone coming into the system first time. And they did have a surge just since the first of the year, over double the amount of people coming in as first-time patients. But when you actually look at how they looked at it in the normal way they tracked it, it really was about 25 days was the average. So,
the bill also allows veterans to seek care at private.
The only statistic is people coming in as first-time patients, 25 days was the average. So,
the bill.
Was the average. So it was about 25 days was the average. So 5 days was the average.
The bill also allows veterans to seek care at private clinics, privatization of the VA.
It's really important that we keep the veterans system out into the community, and that would be a mistake.
The veterans bill also.
That would be a mistake.
The veterans bill.
That would be a mistake.
The $16 billion bill provides more money to hire and train more doctors and allow some patients to get care at private clinics. It's designed to reduce long wait times across the country. A review from the Madison VA had the longest wait time in the state at 51 days to see a primary care doctor. But Representative Mark Pocan calls that misleading.
The only statistic in the initial report that came out that had an extended wait time was for someone coming into the system first time. And they did have a surge just since the first of the year, over double the amount of people coming in as first-time patients. But when you actually look at how they looked at it in the normal way they tracked it, it really was about 25 days was the average.
The bill also allows veterans to seek care at private clinics if they waited at least a month or live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. This issue was hotly debated during passage of the bill. Pocan says some Democrats feared it might lead to privatization of the VA.
It's really important that we keep the veterans system strong, because I think there were some during this debate that would like to privatize things and send all the money out into the community, and that would be a mistake.
The veterans bill also provides money for expansion of facilities. VA hospital officials in Madison say they need more space. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.